woke up one day and I heard a part of me had died. I feel numb and I feel drained. I feel paralyzing pain. Yesterday it seemed the world was in our hands. Now I fail to understand. Now today it's shattered all our dreams. And all I hear is what you promised me. You said you'd wait for me. Now you're gone and I'm still here. I'm still drowning in my tears. Now I know the reason why. Why this pain won't disappear. I still can't believe it. Now it's so hard to let go. I wanted to see you one last time before you.
He has been on my mind for the past few days. I was angry at him again for what he did to me. I met him back in June 1996. I was not 21 yet. I just got my first job. I was young, naive, and innocent. He was 33, successful, established, and proud. The first time I saw him, my jaw dropped. So tall, so big, so masculine, and so perfumed. I summoned all my courage and put in a lot of effort to speak up and greet him. He looked from above at this little girl whose eyes gave her away, and his game began. I just wanted what every girl I knew back then wanted: marriage. I bled for many years. He was cursed. I cursed him. I took my revenge. I avenged my innocence with plenty of experience. I replaced my dreams with nightmares and sent them his way. I lived to kill him. I thrived to see him fail. I had him on his knees begging for forgiveness, and I stood tall as I pointed out his flaws. I planted a poison tree and he stole the fruit. The poison ran in his blood for years, killing his career, his relationship, and his heart, bit by bit. On May 18th, in 2000, I broke up with him for good. I freed myself from his chains after I tied him to a stake of failure and suffering. I left behind a bankrupt, impotent, pathetic loser. I went on a long journey to reconstruct my self-esteem, determination, career, and heart. I moved on, and the years went by. The scars were too many to hide, and my love life suffered. He kept coming back, asking for forgiveness. He wanted to marry me. He wanted to make up for his crimes. I slammed my doors wide shut in his face. I hated him. On October 26, in 2006, he died. I got a call from a common friend who told me that he died of a heart attack the day before. He asked me to forgive him. I cried. I am still crying. I cannot stop crying. Memories are racing to my head. I am remembering things that I wanted to forget. Things that I thought I had already forgotten. His obituary is in the paper, and everyone who knew us called me. A very draining and exhausting experience. I still cannot stop the memories from flowing. I want to delete the past 13 years of my life. I do not mind being who I am now. I just do not want to remember how I got there.
I woke up one day. I heard a part of me had died. I feel numb and I feel drained. I feel paralyzing pain. Yesterday it seemed the world was in our hands. Now I fail
to understand. Now today it's shattered all our dreams, and all I hear is what you promised me. You said you'd wait for me, now you're gone, and I'm still here. I'm still drowning in my tears. Now I know the reason why this pain won't disappear. I still can't believe it, and now it's so hard to let go. I wanted to see you one last time before you.
I did not think of him dying before me. This was not how it should have happened. I am supposed to go first, and the whole world is supposed to grieve. I am not going to the public funeral because there will be a lot of fuss and gossip to follow. I will go to his house one last time. I am not prepared to walk into that house again. I fear the living room. I fear the painting of a wide yellow field on the wall in the living room. I fear the sofa that I used to sit on. I fear the chair that he used to sit on. I fear the sounds in the kitchen. I fear the smell of the house. I fear the reception door opening and not seeing him walk through it ever again. In this living room, I used to sit nervously, anxiously, or sadly, waiting for him. This was where he held my hand the first time, kissed me the first time, hit me the first time, kicked me out of his life the first time, told me he loved me the first time, and many other first times. The last time I was in this house was about 2 years ago. He had his first heart attack. He asked me to forgive him. I visited him, but I did not have forgiveness at heart. I wanted to show him the new me. I wanted to tell him I win, you lose. I wished he would vanish. I wished he would be gone forever so not to ruin another night in my life. It's funny how I feel now. For more than 10 years, I have been waking up every morning to challenge him. In the beginning, this was the only thing that would get me out of bed. I beat him at any game he called his, and rubbed it in his face. He was not supposed to die now. I'm not done yet showing him who I am and what I will have become. I feel that he cheated his way into winning this. He is gone, and I feel as though I have no direction. I do not believe that he's gone. I do not believe that the last thing I said to him was that I wished he was dead. I do not believe that the last time I saw him, I wished he would vanish forever. I never thought I would cry that hard. I never thought it would hurt that much. I wish I had the chance to forgive him. I wish I had the chance to free myself for good. I wish I never planted the poison tree. I wish I was not a poison tree. I wish I did not live in a poison tree.
You better wait for me.